Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, Israelites.
Hey, shalom, shalom, family.
Shalom, shalom.
Let's try this. Let's try everybody else.
I don't know if I can hear it or not, but it's some massive feedback in the back. I don't know if y'all catching me on here or not.
1, 2, 3, I hear.
All right, amen. It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Can I be heard?
Yeah, I can hear you, but that noise back in the back.
Yeah, I hear that myself.
Okay. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Israelite. Finally get opened up. Once again, welcome to the Sounds of Living Waters of Job, Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel. Here at that Wednesday night, that's that Nation of Peace, Israelites, coming out of Minneapolis. Israel, a.k.a. Lil Israel, other nation of peace, bringing what?
The kingdom, state of mind.
And tonight, here
brothers and sisters, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the numbers. Okay, this is not the lecture, this is doctrine. Amen. We're going to turn this over to our brother, Nakomi Swanson. Shalom, Israelite.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, everybody. We're going to get started without delay, but before I get started, I'd like to thank everyone. Last week I was in a hospital for a few days, and I'd like to thank everyone that gave me well wishes and called me at the hospital and things like that and things like that. Appreciate all the prayers. I appreciate all the kind words of all the people
Amen.
That had me in their mind, because you didn't have to. You didn't have to be thinking about me. People get sick every day and things happen. But I thank God for the prayers. I thank God for the words. All these things helped me get through my situation. And like I'm saying, I only was down for a few days and another week, and I'm back at doing the Lord's work. So I thank all people. I appreciate all the words. I appreciate all the people that posted on Facebook and things like that. So I really appreciate all the things, all the words, all the calls, all those things. Just let me know, you know, it's good to know that, you know, some people care and appreciate the work that you do. So thank you for that. But we're going to get started, people. So I actually
Amen.
Uncover their heads and face the all the sisters, cover your heads, face the east. Brother Isaiah, bring a reading of your choice, and we're going to get started with the lesson.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also that the soul be without knowledge, it is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet sinneth. The foolish of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from his neighbor. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. Many will entreat the favor of the princes, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him, and pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul. He that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. The light is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of the lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. Houses and riches are the inheritance of our fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. The reading taking place in the book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verses 1 through. And a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother Isaiah, can we have Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, as I start all lessons?
Amen. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight.
Thank you. So as it says in verse 2, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, meaning prepare yourself for what? The kingdom of Christ, with Christ coming, in the kingdom of God. And then they tell you in 3, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. That's for the people of God and the people that's in the work of God. That we're supposed to be making a clear, agenda-free path with the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. So, people, we're going to get started with the lesson. The lesson is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the numbers. Okay, if you ever heard me teach before, sometimes you might see me nerd out and deal with the numbers and stuff in the Bible, because there's codes and stuff with these numbers and things with the Bible, but they have greater and greater insight on the scriptures when you understand these numbers. And when you understand these numbers, the more I learn these numbers, the more I know that God is real, because the way he's done this, no man could have done all this with the numbers and with the stories and with all these things that the Bible, all these patterns and things that he's doing with these things, no man could have done it, people. When you get into as deep as going like that, no man done this. This just lets me know more and more and more. Oh, yeah. There's something after this. Yeah, when I get done, if I get done breathing or Jesus come back first, oh, yeah, something else going to happen. No doubt of that. There's something else. So if you still got a little doubt, well, maybe then when I die, that's what's going to be it. I think not. There's something way greater than us that's dealt with this Bible and has dealt with a lot of the ancient things as I keep studying more and more. So, people, we're going to get into these numbers. We're going to get into the patriarchs. We're going to get into Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we're going to deal with the numbers. We're going to deal with math, people. We're going to do math and things like that. So I hope you got a pen, paper, calculator. I'm saying I'm going to ask you to open up your mind, people. I know a lot of people don't want to deal with math and all and a lot, but we're going to go through it, people, because like I'm saying, we're going to go through these things. So like I'm saying, different kind of teacher. I'm going to nerd out with it. I'm saying because that's what I am. I'm the Bible nerd. I'm going to nerd out with it, and we're going to get this. We're going to understand, Hank, make you understand everything in the Bible is important, including the numbers that's in the Bible, because they show you the whole plan. They show you more and more of the plan of God. So with that, people, Brother Isaiah, let's kick this lesson off. Let's go into Matthew's chapter 1, verse 17. Matthew's 1 and 17.
Excuse me. Hold on a second. Okay, the book of Matthew, chapter 1 and 17. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon into Christ are 14 generations.
Stop. So now, people, I pay attention to when the Bible starts talking about groups of people. I know whenever God does this, he's doing a special thing, and he wants you to pay very, very close attention when he starts doing things like this, and he starts saying numbers with it. But he's telling us what we're reading here. He wants us to pay attention from Abraham all the way to Christ. From Abraham to Christ, he wants us to pay attention to something. There's something about Abraham to Christ. And it's 14 generations to David, 14. But even in this, it's a math problem. And the math problem is this. It takes you back to the beginning. While I'm doing this, I'm going to be asking people. I know people like Sister Mary, and I know probably Joe or Sister Rhea, when I say, can you add up and ask me somebody got the numbers, because I just don't want to get the numbers out there. I'm saying, it tell you in the Bible that you're supposed to work with your own hands to do your own business. So I'm going to be asking people to see if you can, is you actually working this stuff out to see, so we can see the numbers. So he said he did 14 three times. Can anybody add that up for me? What is 14 times 3? Because he said 14 generations, 14 generations, 14 generations. Can anybody 42? Tell me what
42.
Okay. Now, guess what 42 is, people? 42 is 6, which is the number of man.
That noise is just popping when everybody just opened up their mute thing. And my dang old ears is ringing.
Okay.
And that thing jumped back up again.
All right. Then we might have to chill with that then. But we got the number 42.
42.
Okay. But guess what that is, people? It takes you back to the beginning. In the beginning, we learned the number 7. Okay, 42 is what? 6 times 7. So God is showing you through this, and 14 to 40, what's 14s? All 14s are what? 2 times 7. Or 2 weeks. So the other thing this represents is what? 6 weeks.
6 weeks. Okay. So you said 14 times 3 is 42. 6 times 7 is 42. So I got both of those down for the 14 generations.
Mm-hmm. So he's right. Doing that, but 42 is it take I'm saying if you I'm saying when y'all do the Bible calendar with me, 42, guess what that is? That's the week that man man was made what? 6 days. What is 42? 6. So if you have a regular calendar, and if you measured it out 6 weeks, if you started the first day, if number one started on Sunday and you did all the weeks in a row in the staying in order, the 6th week is when man was created, or 42. But let's move on. We're gonna get into these generations of of this. So we're going to show you that there are certain numbers in certain orders that he wants us to pay attention to. But we don't, like I said, most of us don't count it. Me, I understand that it's very important to count the groups of people. He's trying to show you something when you're showing you groups of people. So in order to, before we go to Abraham, there's something that happens first. So that's what I'm saying. We're going to deal with this all the way through this with the math. So this is what we're going to do, Brother Isaiah. Let's go into Genesis chapter 5:1. Genesis chapter 5. We're going to start with the generations. Before we go get to Abraham, we got to get with the people before that. I remember Abraham, they were the people after the flood. So we got to deal with the people that's before the flood first.
Okay, cool.
So whenever you get it from Isaiah, Genesis 5:1.
Amen. The book of Genesis 5:1. This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that God created man. In the likeness of God made he him. Male and female
Stop. We ain't, people, this ain't going to be a long lesson, and we ain't going to go through all this. But when you read the generations of Adam, these are the people that's going to lead you all the way to Noah and his sons. And a lot of people don't know this, but how many people is it from Adam to the last person, Ham? How many people is it in the generations of Adam? Well, people, it's 13 people. Y'all probably say, well, okay, what's so big deal about the number 13? Well, as y'all start learning, if we get through the Bible code and you understand the numbers, 13 ain't nothing but the number 4. So what he's trying to make you pay attention to, this number 13, he's trying to make you pay attention to the number 4. So when before you get to the other side of the flood, there are 13 men in the generation of Adam, all the way to Ham. Ham is the 13th person. Japheth is the oldest son. Shem is the middle son. He's the 12th person, and of course, God, and saying this is nothing with a number. He the 12th son, he the 12th person from Adam in that generation. And guess who? The 12 tribes of Israel. Seth is going to be the father of what? Israel. Israel going to come through Seth. That's why he's the 12th person. All these things mean something. But the last person is Ham, which is the 13th person. So, but we're supposed to be getting to Abraham. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis. Before we do that, we're going to name. And if you want all the people in the generations of Adam, so we're going to count it. Yeah. Matter of fact, write this down. People are going to take time to do this. So we're going to go Adam is number 1. Okay. Seth is number 2. Enos is the 3rd person. Canaan is the 4th person. Mahalaleel is the 5th person. Jared, Enoch's daddy, is the 6th person. Enoch, just like they tell you in Jude, is the 7th person from Adam. Enoch's son, the oldest person that ever lived, Methuselah, is the 8th person. The 9th person, Noah's daddy, Lamech, is the 9th person. Noah is the 10th person. Japheth is the 11th person. Shem is the 12th person. And Ham is the 13th person. So I just want us to have all this math because we're going across seeing what the pattern is. When you get to one side, to one side, to one side, let's see what it's doing. So now we got the 13 people in before the flood, that's in the generation Adam, they're leading up to going to the other side. So let's get to the other side. So, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis 11, chapter 11 and verse 10. Genesis 11 and 10.
Book of Genesis 11 and 10. Seven generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begot Arphaxad 2 years after the flood.
Stop.
And
stop. We ain't going to go through all that. We ain't going through all that reading. I already am saying, because we had to do a whole bunch, go all the way to verse 32. But I'm going to do just like we did before. Let's do this, people. Starting at number 14, as soon as you get across the flood, I'm going to name the people, or you can just write the numbers down. I'm saying you can name them and write them down, or you just write the numbers down. And you didn't want to go through all that. But the first
Hey, bro,
is number 14. Huh?
I'm so sorry, bro. I was writing them down and trying to pay attention. Okay, when you was doing the generations, the 13 people, I got 1 through 6, but I didn't get a chance to get 7, 12, or 13.
Okay,
you know, trying to follow along,
okay,
and keep up. So what was 7?
Okay, no, I'm saying we can, bro. This whole thing is about taking time. So you said you didn't get 7.
Okay. Yeah.
Enoch. See, not 7 is Enoch.
Okay, 12 and 13.
12. Shem, 13 is Ham.
Amen. Okay. Thank you.
No, bro, we ain't got nothing. When we dealing with a process like this on the phone where we can't see, no, we, if anybody, if you need to, like I said, raise your hand, let them know you ain't caught up. So, like I said, we got 2 hours, so we ain't got no time. It's not a long lesson. So, I'm saying if you need to catch up, we're going to give you a little time out and let you get there. So now we're on the other side. Number 14 is Arphaxad.
I don't understand. I guess it came.
15 is Selah. 16 is Eber. 17, Peleg. 18 is Ru. 19, Serug. 20, Nahor. 21, Terah. 22, Abraham. So now we've dealt with the people all the way after the flood, all the way to who? Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And as we see, Abraham, what person is he from, Adam? 22nd. What's 2 and 2, people? 4. See, the first half, it was 1, 3, which is 4. To get to Abraham, he's the what? Number 4 from Adam. I'm finna show you, but through this, Abraham, guess what we're gonna start showing you? Abraham's number. Everybody in the Bible got a number. We're finna show you through the scriptures and through time that Abraham is the number 4. Jesus. Abraham is a representative of Jesus. Everything about Jesus is also about the number 4. So is King Solomon. King Solomon is about number 4, and so is righteous Abel. As a number 4. But Abraham, everything about Abraham is surrounded by the number 4 in many different forms, but he always comes out as a number 4. And even when you start from the flood, guess what? I'm saying, people, when you know that, when you start learning the Bible code, when I start teaching it, you understand that a 10, everything count, God counts to 9 and starts all over. So Noah is the 10th person. Guess what? He 13. I'm saying Abraham is the 13th person from Noah. So this is the order. From Adam, he's the 22nd because he's starting at a 1. But if you start at 10, Noah, which is another starting point. See, a lot of people don't understand the first 9 people separated from Noah. When you read it, when you read the generations of Adam, it's going to tell you when they had their most important son. It's going to say they had other kids, and then it's going to tell you when they died. The only person, when you get to Noah, it stopped doing that. And do that for the first 9 people. When you get to Noah, it just says he had his sons when he was 500. It don't talk about how long he lived until you go further in the Bible. But in chapter 5, it doesn't say that. It just tells you everybody else, him and his sons, is different from the first 9 people that's on the page. Because God is doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then he's starting all over again. So Noah is another starting point. From Noah to Abraham, it's 13. What is that? Four. But Abraham, but we're going to get some more fours about Abraham. Brother Isaiah, let's show you. Let's get more crystal clear who Abraham is, that he's this number four. And let's go into Genesis chapter 25 and 7. Genesis 25 and 7. Let's just get it more crystal clear who he is.
Amen. The book of Genesis 25 and 8, right?
7. 25 and 7.
Okay. The book of Genesis 25 and 7. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, and 103 score 14 years.
Stop.
15 years.
103 score 14 years. You know what that is, people? 175. That's 175. Guess what? If you add two numbers together, either 1, 7, and 5, what number do you get? Can anybody tell me? 1 plus 7 plus 5. What you get? You get the number 13.
13.
175 is 13. Oh, he's the 22nd person. He's the 22nd person from Adam. He's, I'm saying, he died on 175, which is 113, which is 4. But let's show you, it's even deeper than that, people. Let's show you in a calendar that God does this. So, people, if you had a perfect calendar, you know, say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Well, the fourth week, I'm going to show you how deep this number 4 is, how God used time. And, people, guess what? 175 is a derivative of 7, so it's a Sabbath. So, remember, we started with the 42, 14, 14, 14, is 7. Well, 175 equals 7, too. 7 can be, I mean, 7 can go into 175 also. But we're going to do something else now. We're going to do the calendar thing. So, people, if you know about calendars, the fourth week starts on the number 22. So I want people to write a week like this. Write the number 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and that week would end with the number 28. Now, I'm going to ask somebody, add them numbers together, add 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, which is the fourth week, because I'm going to show you how deep this number four goes when you're number four. I want someone to add all those numbers together and tell me what they get.
Brother Isaiah, that's 175 all day long.
When did Abraham, in the fourth week, Abraham died at what? 175. But I'm going to show you right now that the Bible is written by a calendar. Do y'all want to see that the Bible is written by a calendar? Okay, people. What person is Adam? Is Abraham from Adam? Can anybody tell me? We just went through it. It should be easy. How far? What number of person is Abraham from Adam?
14.
22nd. No, 22nd. 22nd person. So, what does the fourth week start with, people? 22.
Four.
Abraham. 22. Abraham. What? Let's do Isaac. Isaac, that means Isaac would be what? 23. Jacob would be 24. Reuben would be 25. Simeon would be 26. Levi would be 27. And Judah would be 28. Hey, people, guess what? In the fourth week, guess who is at the end of that week? In the beginning week, it's 22. The 22nd part, like 28, guess what that is? The fourth tribe. See how them fours go? See how God put the tribes all in that week? See how I did that? How many of y'all didn't catch?
Amen. Amen.
And guess what? Judah, which is the 28th verse from Adam, is what? A derivative of seven, Sabbath again. But people think some man wrote this book. Y'all think some man did this? So he did this. He's showing you on a calendar how he writes this. I didn't make this up. Abraham, Judah, the tribe of Judah, which is the fourth tribe, is seven away from Abraham, 22nd. But both of them, guess what? Judah is a four and Abraham is a four. Abraham is the 22nd person from Adam. Abraham died at 175, which is 13. The fourth week is what? When you add all the numbers in the fourth week is what? 175. And the fourth week ends with who? Judah, who is what? Number four. I know people, I'm saying, some of y'all probably not get it. But some of y'all probably get it and will say, okay, yeah, our God is real. So people, I'm trying to tell you, when I see things like this, how can you ever question that this is from God? That they, man, I'll read that Bible, man wrote that. There's no man that's this deep, people. No man is that deep. He does this through everything. He does this through everything. He's trying to show you this time. But now, let's show you in the Hebrew alphabet. We didn't get it through the calendar. Now we're going to show you this, how Abraham and all of these things is hooked up in even the Hebrew alphabet. Brother Isaiah, let's go through Psalms 119 and 169. Psalms 119 and 169.
119 and 169?
Mm-hmm.
The book of Psalms 119, verse 169.
We don't need to read. Don't need to read, bro. All this is, all I want people to see is that if you got a good Bible, it should tell you have a Hebrew letter at the top of it, which is the last Hebrew letter in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. And I say, I know a lot of y'all that's on here because a lot of y'all go to Israelite Church, God, Jesus Christ, or came from that. Y'all might not know Hebrew, but I know Hebrew. And I know this is the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. And the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet is, there's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So this goes back, we're going to go back to that number, and we're going to show you how deep this goes. So it says Tau. It says the 22nd letter or the last letter is Tau. But guess what? Some of y'all might not know that the letters are not just the alphabet, they're also the numbers. So this 22 is a number. You know what number it is? The number 400. Tau is the number 400. See, it goes back to that 4. And then if y'all understand, Tau is saying for us that hate the cross, the Tau is a cross. It means 400. Who died on that cross? Jesus. Who was Jesus? Jesus is the number 4. So it's all written in it. It's all written in it. Even the Hebrew alphabet brings out that. Who? Abraham is a number 22. Well, guess what? Abraham is a 175, which is 13, which is 4. He's a 22nd person from Adam. The fourth week starts with the number 22. And the 22nd letter or the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet is 400. Take two zeros off. What is it? 4. Everything is coming in the vibration of what? Number 4. So, people, I ain't telling you, y'all can keep on hating the cross, but why y'all getting mad that people got the number 400 on their neck? But that's all it is. It's the number 400. If you know the origins of the Hebrew alphabet, I would show y'all. I would show you on the calendar. If we did that calendar, for, or if we went 7 weeks down and 7 weeks across, it'd be 171.75 and 175. 175 in the middle four and 175 in the cross four, because it's cross because it's representing Jesus. But y'all hate the cross. Y'all hate the number four. Y'all hate the towel. Don't know the deepness of his book. But let's continue. Let's show you people with the numbers. So we did a whole bunch of Abraham things. But now let's deal with Isaac. What number is Isaac? So we see Abraham's is super surrounded with the number four. But let's see what number Isaac is. Let's, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis chapter 17 and 1. Genesis 17 and 1.
Yes, sir.
And said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect.
So now, the discussion, if we know the story, he's going to start talking about Isaac. But we're going to find out, whenever you're dealing with Isaac or anyone deals with Isaac, you got to deal with the vibration of the number nine, because Isaac is a number nine. So God said, God is dealing with Abraham when he was what? He's going to talk about him. He's going to talk about him having Isaac when? When he's 99, he said that's when he's going to deal with Isaac. And people, guess what? Even though y'all seeing Abraham in 99, y'all say, well, he got 99 tested on. That don't mean he a four. Yes, it do. You know why? Any number standing next to a nine is still what? That number. If anybody know about math, guess what? Anything nine next to is still that number, because nine plus four is what? 13. So he's still a four, people, no matter how you do it. See, he's 22nd person. Add a nine, guess what? He 31. What? 3 plus 1 is what? 4. So he's still a 4, even with them damn nines. Okay? I don't understand how deep the math of God is. When you're a number, you that number. No matter how you twist it. But let's show you. Let's see that this is through Isaac's daddy. Let's see if it works through Isaac's mama. When the mother going to have him, let's see how old she is when she got to have him, because all has got to happen on the math. Brother Isaiah, let's drop down to verse 17.
Amen, 17. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear?
See, stop. So he said, because remember, it's a year later. He's going to be 100. He said, but God dealt with him when he's going to have a son. But when the son come out, how old Sarah going to be? 90. Which is what? 9. Take the 0 off. It's a 9. But let's show you even deeper. His mama and daddy had it. But let's show you him. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Genesis 35 and 28. Genesis 35. 28.
Genesis 25 and 30, and excuse me, Genesis 35 and 28.
35 and 28.
All right, 28. And the days of Isaac were 104 years.
Stop. 104 years is 180. Guess what 180 is, people? 18, which is what? 1 and 8 is 9. So, people, I'm just trying to let you see it.
Amen.
So, he's that 9.
Oh, I see how you did that. Amen.
You see, his mom, his daddy, supposed to have him at what? When he was talking about he was 99, which is 99? 18. 99 plus 9 is 18, but it's 9. His mother, when she's supposed to have him, is what? 90, which is what? 9. And then he died at what? 180, which is 9.
Mm-hmm.
So, people, y'all should be saying, okay, these numbers that, okay, when I hear somebody age, when it's just not no willy-nilly type thing. It's actually a plan. See, that's what I'm saying. They don't want to believe in the creation, although they think this is just a mythological story. But now, guess what we're seeing? Plan. Very, very, if you're paying attention, this is very thought out. This is very thought out. To make Abraham be 22, 175, to line up with the fourth week in the calendar. All of that. It's a lot of work, people. A lot of work. To connect to the 22nd, the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet is 22, which is number 400. That's a lot of work, people, if you understand things. It's a lot to do just to write a story, and the numbers got to match up with it and all that. So we got to understand that. It's a lot. If you understand things, that's a lot of work. Because as we go, he works these things through the tribes. He go from creation even through your tribe. As like I'm saying, I think real soon I'm going to do the whole Bible code over again, so everybody can understand what the numbers mean. But yeah, Isaac, as we're seeing,
amen.
He's the number nine. Let's show you that these number nines and the number four are important because they're part of the alphabet and they are the T's. We're going to show you all the T's is the end, and that these ends are important. So let's, Brother Isaiah, let's go into Psalms 119 and verse 65. Psalms 119 and 65.
The book of Psalms 119 and 65.
You don't have to read, bro. All we want to look at is the letter that keep. Okay, guess what? That's the ninth letter in the Hebrew alphabet. I'm going to show you some of that. The ending of all numbers, God counts to nine to start over, and then he ends it on a four, which is 49. They're saying going into that vibration of number four again, because everything goes back to Jesus, because the number four is Jesus. But nine. We didn't say Abraham is a nine. So when you count, if you know the Hebrew alphabet, the first nine numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And it starts with a what? A T. A lot of people don't pay. No other Hebrew Israelite ever is. I'm one of the few people I even know that the Hebrew Israelites even catch it, that God go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then let's go to so that's number nine. You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Then he changes it up. Go to verse 137, Brother Isaiah. Drop down to 137.
Verse 137.
So, people, at 137, we got Tzai. And guess what number that is? That's the 18th letter. But guess what that is? When you stop from the one we just got through, it don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No. It starts 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70, 80, 90. This where we at in 137? That is the number. It's the 18th letter, and it starts with a T, just like the other one start with a T. The ninth one started with a T, and the eight and the other one that got to do with nine starts with a T. And that number is this 18th letter means the number 90. The ninth one means nine. This one means 90. Now, let's show you, even though the end ends with four, it's also going to go, which I'm going to show you, every time the end, it ends with a top or a cross, because that T ain't nothing but a cross. So let's go into Brother Isaiah, go back to Psalms 119 and 169. That's the last letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and what does it end with? A T. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, T, top or cross. Then you go 1, 10, 20, 30, 40, 60, 80, 90, cross. And then you go 100, 200, 300, 400 at the end. What do you got? A T or a cross. Don't people, the 100, everything, the number 9 means the end. See, that's saying, and I tell you, God starts at 9. He starts over. He counted to the number 9. He started all over. But he's starting all over with what? A cross. Then he went counts from 10 to 90, what? He ends with what? A T or cross. And then he ends the Hebrew alphabet at 4, even though it don't go up to 9. But everything got, thing got to end with what, people? A cross. But y'all hate crosses. Y'all hate them. So people, if we, and so we got to understand that. So if you, so somebody do the math. Let's use, let's see what you get. If you added 9, which is the first 9 letters, plus 90, which is the second 9, and then plus 400, what number do you get? 99 plus 90 plus 400.
499.
And what is 499, people? 22. Or 4. Is y'all getting this? And,
wow.
And guess what that 499 is, people? It's number 49 or Jubilee. It ain't nothing but the number 49. Which is Jubilee. And 49, and 49 is what, 13? Just 4. He's showing you this time. And guess what? That would be a what? A derivative of 7. So we got to understand that. When we deal with Isaac, we're dealing with what? The number 4. But when you're dealing with Isaac and Abraham, what you're dealing with? The number 4 and the number 9. But guess what? It doesn't change Abraham from being a 4, having them 9s connected to him, because 4 plus 9 is what? 13. Still the number 4 no matter what you do. So, let's go, people. I said this wasn't going to be no long lesson. Brother, we're going to get into the last patriarch we're going to deal with is our forefather Jacob. Let's deal with our forefather Jacob. And we're going to deal with him in Genesis chapter 47 and 28. Genesis 47
and
28. Yeah, Genesis chapter
47
and
28. Amen. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years.
Stop. He said, and so here we go with the math again, people. He said, and Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years, and his whole age was what? 147, which is, can somebody tell me what is 147 added together? What do you get if you just added them as separate numbers? What's 1 plus 4 12, plus 7? 12.
12.
14. What is Jacob? What is Jacob?
Yeah.
He's the father of who? Jacob's the father of who?
12.
No, that's a bull. That's on target.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's Michael's. That's a secret thing. Amen.
So they had to tell this whole tribe, this whole story about Jacob being the 12 tribes. But guess what? The numbers got to match up. But guess what, people? The number 12 or the number 3 is the code for fathers. I'm going to show you that Jacob got a code on him, and He ain't the only one. Most of our fathers in the Bible have the same code. But you got to pay attention to the numbers. Brother Isaiah, let's show you the code. In the same chapter, go to verse 9. Genesis chapter 47, verse 9.
Amen. Genesis 47 and 9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 113 years. Few and evil have the day.
Ain't 13, 130. Read again.
Four, right? That'd be four, right?
Yeah. Verse 9. We got to make sure they get the numbers right because we want the people to write this down. I'll read that again.
Okay. Amen. Sorry about that. All right, verse 9. And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days years.
So stop. When he came to Egypt, he was 130 years old. So I want y'all to write 130 now, but 1-3 is what? 4. That 130 ain't nothing but a 4. Now, go back to verse 28.
Amen. Verse 28, and Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years.
Stop. So he lived, when he got there, he lived for how many years? 17, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, 1 and 7 equals 8. Read on.
So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years.
Okay, that 147 people is a 12, but it's really a 3. So he got 483 connected to him. That's a number of the fathers. 483 is the number of a father. 483 is the number of fathers.
I get it.
No, we finna really get it now. Let's go to Genesis. Let's show you the father of fathers is a 483. Our father, Adam. Let's show you that all the fathers get this. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 5 and what? I mean, chapter 5. And let's pick it up at verse 3.
The book of Genesis 5 and 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness and after his image and called his name Seth.
Stop. So he said, so he had Seth when how old he was? 130, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right forward next to that 130. Read on.
Verse 4. And the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years. And he
stop.
Begat
800 son. Years. Stop. No, 800. 800. That ain't number what? 8. Read on.
And he begat sons and daughters. And all the days that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died.
Okay, stop. So he said all the years was 930. People, you take the zero off, what you got? 9 and 3 is 12, which is 3. What is what? 3. 483. Oh, he just like who? Jacob. Jacob is 483.
Jacob.
So is Adam is 483.
Oh, I ain't write that down too. Amen.
But people,
483. That equals.
But people, guess who else? Guess what? Somebody else is. Guess who else is 483? Another father. Let's show you that another father, all fathers are the number 3. Because at the end of the day, that last number is who you are. So that's why you, when you die, you 147, you a 3. I'm saying 930, you a 3. But let's show you somebody else that's that. Brother Isaiah, let's go into Deuteronomy 34 and 7.
the book of Deuteronomy 34 and 7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, nor his natural force abated.
Stop, stop. So we know that Moses died at 120. Well, we can see that he had three right there. But guess what? Let me ask somebody a question. Brother Isaiah, how old was Moses when he left Egypt?
40.
40, okay, write that down at the top, 40. He left when he was 40, right?
Uh-huh.
How old was he when he came back?
80.
80. Oh, do y'all see that 40 is 4, 80 is 8,
yep,
and
see
120
it.
Is what, 3?
Uh-huh.
And all these people are what, fathers? And then it's going to go deeper than that. Because didn't I say he had number 3? Didn't I say, ain't that father code when you add on numbers as 3? Isaiah, tell me this. What tribe Moses in?
Levi, the fourth tribe.
What tribe is that?
The fourth tribe.
No, third tribe.
Oh, sorry.
Third tribe.
That's my favorite prophet. Y'all know I do that. I'm sorry. I got lost in the sauce. I'm sorry. I overthought it.
Oh, so I'm trying to tell y'all, it go all the way from the creation, all the way through your tribe, and y'all think some man did this?
Oh, that's impossible.
That he had to make his age go all through that just for him to end up, for you to understand that he had number 3. So, people, I said I wasn't going to go through much. Just was showing a little something just to break down the numbers of the So we broke down some of the fathers and showed to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob by the numbers. Abraham, the number 4. Isaac, the number 9. And Jacob, the father, is the number 3. And then we broke down the father codes and showed you our father Jacob is a number. I'm saying father Jacob is a 3. Father Moses is a 3. Father Adam is a 3. So with that, people, I just wanted to nerd out for a second. I hope you got some understanding, and I hope you pay attention to the numbers in the Bible. With that, thank you for your time, and I hand things over to Brother Joel and Sister Rhea. Thank you for your time.
Amen.
Brother Joe, Sister Rhea, y'all still on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, no, sir.
We was opening up the lines. If anyone has any comments, please press 1. Great precept, brother. Okay, that's somebody's line that's doing that? Okay, all right, that's not me. If you can, just mute out all the lines until I'm done. Okay, good. And anybody got anything to say, just press them. We got a lot of lines open, so we're starting to get this interference out there. First and foremost, man, I want to thank the Father for giving you the spirit for you to bring this precept. Nobody's teaching this among the camps that we know. Right now. And for you to have the courage to go ahead and, you know, it's one thing to bring a lesson, right? It's another thing when you bring a precept and then you can bring it in manifold ways. When you bring it in manifold ways, then the Father gave you a doctrine. It's more than a lesson. It's a precept. It's
This thing can, it can go front, back, left, right. You know, when you was walking, when you was walking through the scripture, you was walking Jacob and Levi, and I was looking at that 147, and I was looking at Christ being a four, which is the light, and then being in the first day, and being a light, and then him being the Lord of the Sabbath, which is a seven, being light, and then Jacob dying at 147. And then he said to Joseph, he said, Joseph had that dream. He said, I saw the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made obeisance to me. And then he identified himself as the sun, which is a four, which is the light. He identified himself as that. I was like, this thing, man. And then you came with the lineage. It's in the lineage. It's in the lineage of the Father. And they want to say man wrote this Bible. No. Mm-mm. Ain't that kind of genius in this here. I ain't never seen a book that was able to write numbers and metaphors and sequence with prophecy at the same time while telling a story. Wonderful precept, Jew. All praises. I can't wait to go over it again. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Thank you, brother. Any more comments, testimonies, any more words? Thank you for the great words, Brother Joe. Thank you.
Oh yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. Well, hey, man. Hey, bro. Great precept, man. Great precept. You know, I thank God. Learn a little bit more. Oh, wait, you know, one and foremost, man, I'm glad you're back, man. I'm glad the Father has blessed you to get back on your ground on what you do best. I'll praise on that to start out. But definitely getting back with the precept. I mean, it's like reading it and writing it down at the same time make things so much easier and definitely to see the picture. Not saying that I fully understand the picture, but I thank God that I understand a little bit more. You know, just definitely just breaking down the numbers of the prophets and definitely getting a better understanding on how you break the numbers down. You know, because the first one was like, hey, get that number right there. Hey, get that number right there. And then instead of me just reading and then just trying to think of it, it's a lot easier when I read it and write it down. It's like, man, so this whole time, this is what he was talking about. So to the grace of God, man, I really appreciate how you broke it down. And definitely, like, what I got out the precept is learning how to count the numbers to understand the number of the prophet. You know, so through the grace of God, bro, that's what I got out of it, and that's what my understanding was. You know, like Jacob, 147. You know, that's 1 plus 4 plus 7, that's 12. You know, it's just, I was just looking at it. It was just like, oh, my gosh. You know, it's just been staring at me the whole time. But, hey, but through the grace of God, bro, I'm learning more of the pre-sale, and I'm glad that you did it, bro. And I get the mic with that.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Brother, all these things is like you say, when you look at it, you go 1 plus 4 plus 7. And God is just telling you, that's why he's telling you to be, He said, do things decently in order. And that's how I figured all these numbers and saw all these codes. One, the first day is 147, that's the light code, just like Job explained, because that's how God broke it down to me. Beginning is the light. The fourth day is what? The sun, moon, stars, light. What? The Sabbath, seventh day was light, 147. Then you got water. 2, 5, the second day is water, the ferment. And then the blood, that's the blood in the water. So 8, you know, that circumcision. That also goes into that code in 369. Then saying the earth, man, and then at the end, then earth and man at the end, 9, or the end of things. But the Father represents the 3 because he only was a part of this for what? The first 3 days. So not only does it, I'm saying it has the earth is our mother, and the 3 is a parent code. The earth is our mother is a 3, but guess what? The number 3 is also what? Our Father. Because life comes from earth. What comes from earth? The plant life on the number 3 and man on number 6, which is 369. But guess what? So life comes from my mother and life comes from my father. With that, I yield the mic. Any more comments, testimonies, any words?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, family. I just want to give a quick let my brothers know that I'm always getting inboxes or messages on my wall on the thread about the list.
Sister Rhea, we can barely hear you. You need to use your phone. Hey.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you speak
loud
a little louder.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you can hear me now. But you have to turn that down. Or take your thing off of speaker. Thank you. Okay, forgive me, everyone. I just wanted to give a quick testimony about the Bible code. But you got to turn that down. You brothers, I always get inboxes and things like that about your lessons, and especially the Bible code. And I just want to give you a quick testimony. There's one special young lady named Leah Thomas. And Brother Nakomi, I got to tell you, she's been really doing her best to understand the Bible code, to understand her dreams. And I just want to give this small little quick message that she sent me over the weekend, and this is a testimony. This is what your Bible code does. So she said, good morning, sis. I'm needing some help understanding the number 15. And this is because she's listening to your Bible code. She said, do you have any insight of that? I also have been seeing various numbers, patterns such as 111, and then also she gave 111.
That's one of the codes.
And she gave 222. And she gave
333,
etc.
All of them.
So she said,
you know what that is?
Right.
You know, no, you want to know what them codes
is? I want you to tell me because we gave her
okay.
our little 111.
You know
on
what
111
is? We just did it. We just did it today. You know what 111 is? 21.
3, which is.
No. It's 21. Circle them first twos and a one. It's 21. You know what 222 is? 42. 333.
Yeah, I hope
63.
She's listening.
Okay, all of them is 21. They're 21 weeks apart. All that 111, 222, 333, 666. All that is in the vibration of the number 21. All it is going 21. That's all it
Brother
is.
Brother Nakomi, I need to tell
and,
her to really
and them
21s, call
you know what them 21s is? You know what them 21s is?
What?
The solstice. The solstice and the equinox are on the 3/21, 6/21, 9/21, and 12/21.
Oh, Jesus.
No matter solstice, but you have 21 in every month. It's breaking down to every one, but the most important is the 3/6/9, the winter solstice, the summer solstice and on the third month, 3/21, then 6/21 in September, then in then December, 9/21, and then the last month of the year, March, is 12/21. That's all it is. It's the solstice. And it's going into vibration of 21. That's what that is.
Amen. I just heard something. Oh, my goodness. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your... Oh, thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Brother Nakomi. I just want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. This Bible code was hot. I'm going to replay it again this evening or before I go to work tomorrow and redo the scriptures and the numbers and post pictures. I just want to let you guys know that I'm always getting a messenger or something.
Well, Sister Rhea, do this. I want you to do something else.
Huh?
Lori,
yes.
Check this out. Rhea, write down the number 36.
Okay, so 36.
Okay, now, and you remember she said she was saying 111, right?
Mm-hmm.
At 111 to 36.
147.
You get to light code 147, right?
Mm-hmm.
Add it again. Okay. Add 111 again.
Oh, let's go back. That's 111. 258.
Oh, water code. Ooh. Add it again.
Oh my goodness. 369.
369. Thank you. I'm done. I'm done.
Wow.
Oh my.
Because that 36, I told you the 9. That 9 is the elect. When you add 9 and stuff, if you know the right 9 to add up, it reveals all of it. So yeah, I know all about them triple numbers. I know all about it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'm gonna let you go. Let me see if there's anyone else. But great lesson. Great lesson. Let me see.
Thank you for the words. And tell the sister how I ended up doing the numbers. God woke me up out of my sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning and told me that year was 364 and started dealing with the sevens because it's supposed to be 52 weeks. The only way you get a perfect 52 weeks is seven times 52 is 364 or a lunar year. Because how we tell time by in creation by what sevens. But we also got the sun and the moon. And I didn't want to listen to it. I didn't want to pay no attention to it. But then let me see. It's 2 clocks. It's the 364 and the 360. With that, I yield to mine. So keep paying attention to the numbers when he's bringing them to you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, brother. It's a good lesson. I'm be honest with you. I do not know anything about the number system at all. And I'm not saying that personally, but, I mean, some people are used to the way they were being taught or whatever. I mean, the number system might not be for everybody. It is a gift from God or whatever, but everybody I know is not going to learn that. I mean, it takes time. It can't be rushed in a day or whatever. I wouldn't mind learning it, you know. It may take some time. You got time to teach us all that because I'm pretty sure a lot of people on here, they want to learn about this number system thing. But, you know, it's a good lesson. I understood a little bit about certain numbers and stuff. Well, good lesson, good reading, Brother Isaiah. I hope that you give us time to learn it as well as you have, because it took Moses 80 years. It took him 40 years to become 80, so it took him 40 years to understand anything about that book, and it may take people longer, so please bear with us in your teachings. A good lesson, great reading, Brother Isaiah. With that, I lead the mic.
Thank you, brother. And I understand. I always say these things are not easy for people to get. That's why I said I'm going to bring the Bible code out probably in a week or two show people what the numbers are and let's get all the way to the history and etymology of the numbers, which is nothing but the creation. The whole crux of the numbers, people, if you understand the creation real good, you'll get it. That's why I know Sister Mary, she understands the numbers. She's got a brain for it. Brother Joe, because he knows the creation so well. His mind is steered for it, so he sees it. But like I'm saying, I'm gonna bring the Bible code out again and end the Bible calendar, and we're gonna go through these things. Like I said, God forgive me, I didn't do the Bible code last year, but I'm gonna bring it back out, and I'm gonna bring it out real soon too. So with that, any more comments, testimonies, any words? And Brother Isaiah, thank you. Great job reading, bro. You did a great job. Thank you.
Oh, amen, amen. My praise.
If not, Brother Joe, is there any announcements? If there's not, no more comments.
Well, brother,
hello.
Call me back. Shalom, shalom. I just want to say that it's just so good to hear you. You sound well. You sound rejuvenated. It's good to hear you, and good to hear the spirit of that. Wonderful precept. You did touch on the number 9. If I could just go and read, because you said 9 always, these numbers can reflect the time. When you look at 9, and you look at the 9 being at the end of everything and starting over, well, what's 9 from the sun? Pluto. Pluto, we got 9 planets from the sun, and the last one is Pluto, which is water. So it's a witness out there that our firmament is water, and it breaks at 9. which a woman is in her prenatal for 9 months. After the system is lined up, and then guess what? After 9, then life comes, and it starts over when she brings life in the earth, and that one starts at zero. Man, it's then the clock itself, you know, revolving around the sun, man. This creature is on so many different levels, man. When you start talking about 360 and 364, that's a conversation in itself. You know, you can't go 360 without talking about the Jews, which brings you back to 49 and 50.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen. I'm listening, Jew.
And 364 is what? 13 or 4. One clock is 13, one clock is Jesus 4, the other one is 9 God. 49.
That's why I like to call it that you got the prophetic clock and then you got the Gregorian clock. Both are prophetic, but one is the Gregorian one is used by a world, which is 364. The 360 is prophetic. Wonderful precept. Wonderful precept. 369. All right. With that being said, I'm thanking everybody for their time. Hope you invite someone. And tomorrow, this Thursday night, you got the Theater Meetings and Charity Bible Study class with our brother Isaiah. You still on the line? You still here, bro?
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, I'm still here, big bro. I'm still here, baby.
Dang it. What's the precept for tomorrow?
Grace and peace. The precept that we're dealing with, Lord will tomorrow, is called What is the Differences Between a False Prophet and a Pharisee, Part 2. Oh, yeah, you know, I want to break it down a little bit more, even though the last episode was pretty good. But, you know, I just want to add a little bit more in there and just break it down a little bit more just for in case.
Those things we need to know.
Right.
Yeah. The first time I heard this part one, it changed my false prophet lessons forever.
Oh, what'd you say?
I said when I heard that Pharisee and a false prophet be different in your part one, it changed my false prophet lesson and precept forever. I had to completely rewrite it.
Amen.
Yep. Boy, had to give me a different spin on it, man. I was like, that's all wrong. You can't equate the Pharisees. Can't do it. And Jesus would never tell you to follow a false prophet. But that's what I got out of part one. You know what I mean? And
amen, amen. You know, I was reading through the book of Matthew today at work. And, you know, and I get the understanding why people might think that Jesus Christ was talking. Well, you know, was telling the Pharisees that they are false prophets. But he didn't call them false prophets, but how his conversation went might think he was calling them false prophets. So I really want to break that thing down so we understand better that he's not. Because, you know, a Pharisee is a hypocritical person, you know, and that's why God said they wasn't going to make it. That's why our righteousness has to pass theirs. But then when you go back, because I'm going to have to break down the whole thing when Paul identified by Jesus and how he broke down his entire definition. You know, he just didn't call him a false prophet, a deceiver. He called him a sorcerer, the enemy of all that's good. You know, and then when you stop and think about that conversation,
Remember, the Pharisee came to Jesus Christ in private and was talking book with him, so it's obvious he wasn't that bad. You know, but so those are two completely different things. So I really want to break down and go a little bit further, but also break it down to show the difference in how when Jesus talked, it might seem like he's calling for prophets, but he's not. So we got to break both of them down. And with that, I get a mic.
Amen. That's tomorrow. Can't wait for that, Jude. That's real. That's real. Amen. Tomorrow evening, 7:00 p.m. That's Thursday evening. That's with Brother Isaiah Brown. The Spirit of Meekness will tell you about the study class coming out of Peoria. Bring a razor blade, lemon juice, rub.
No doubt.
Like that. That's the good stuff. Real. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can't wait. Well, brother Comey, man, we don't have any hands up. If you have any closing comments. Oh, Sister Mary hand is up. Oh, okay.
I don't have much to say, therefore, pay attention. I hope you're paying attention to everything when you study and read in the Bible. Pay attention to the numbers. Pay attention to what's being said. Pay attention to all of it. Be diligently seeking the Lord, and He'll show you. He'll show you more and more about Him. With that, I yield to Mike.
Amen. I believe we have Sister Mary.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to tell Brother Nakami to welcome back.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And you.
I appreciate it.
And you absolutely.
I'll be with you always, brother.
Amen.
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 I told y'all Nakami was a strong, silent type. We know he'd be back.
Oh, yeah, the
strong, silent type.
right.
Strong selling type. He'll be back. He was just showing out a little bit. He was gonna be back. God is good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear him back.
No, thank you.
Good here, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
I worry about you, brothers. I pray for y'all, and I love y'all.
We love you.
You too, Sister Mary.
We love you too.
Aw, big baby. Mary. Mary.
It's a 227.
Mary. Mm-hmm. But good to have you back, bro.
Thank you, sister.
Praise Father's merciful. All praise. Welcome back, Kyle. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. Oh, one more thing. You can catch your brother to call me from every Wednesday night here at the Valley of the Water, 7:00 p.m. Bringing what?
That
kingdom
state
of
mind.
Y'all got that kingdom state of mind tonight. You got that, there it is. Amen. And with that,
amen.
Everybody
for
their
time. We hope we had fun.
And
you stay here, Sound of the Water. What?
Read your Bible.
Sound of the Living Water Radio Show. Sound of the Living Water. Sound of the Living Water.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yahweh. really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Times of a living water, times of a living water, times of a living water, radio show. Times of a living water, times of a living water, times of a living water, radio show. Times of a living water, times of a living water, times of a living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.